The metadata acquisition proved to be Dassault's Q2 hit in light of the coronavirus. In the light of recent developments, Dassault Systèmes' purchase of metadata just over a year ago may prove to be a pure stroke of genius. The company engages in clinical trials for medical technology and is working with the medtech company Moderna to support clinical trials of the mRNA-1273 Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine candidate. On the surface, this sounds not only like a possible hit for the battle against the coronavirus pandemic, but also as something that could have a positive commercial effect on both parties involved. When Dassault recently reported its figures for the second quarter of 2020, metadata is one of the points that promises to have great commercial significance for the French PLM developer. How? That the coronavirus would affect the earnings reports of most of the world's companies is hardly a surprise. The shutdowns and pauses of the world's major industries during the second quarter have not gone unnoticed, and the fact that the PLM world is negatively affected by this is not rocket science. The negative economic development is noticeable at all levels, from nations' GDP figures. The United States, for example, recently reported a near 33% decline, to vehicle manufacturers, machine equipment companies, and in a number of other industrial segments. If the big industries have problems, this is also reflected among the PLM and ERP developers. In short, the revenue curves point downwards. However, this does not prevent some players from coping well with the economic downturn, even given the problematic effects of COVID-19. Dassault is an example of this. When the company recently released its figures for the second quarter 2020, it turned out that revenues, non-IFRS, from the second quarter landed at just under 1.1 billion euros, 1,071 million euros, just under $1.0 billion, an organic decrease of 8%, but an increase of 11% if you include and consolidate the figures from the acquisition of metadata, currency adjusted increase of 10%, CC. Bernard's intriguing considerations. When Dassault Systèmes Bernard Charles announced the metadata purchase in 2019, many in the industry were a little puzzled as to why. Medical technology wasn't really at the core of what the French PLM developer was expected to deal with. But Bernard, always gazing at the horizon of possibilities, had other ideas. Of course, he couldn't possibly predict the coronavirus and its horrendous effects, but he had other intriguing considerations that substantiated the reasons why he persuaded Dassault's board to invest $5.8 billion in this company. Here's what he may have reasoned. Clinical trials are a bottleneck in the medical industry. In general, out of the three major developers of PLM platforms, Dassault, Siemens and PTC, Dassault Systèmes in particular has addressed PLM support for this type of business, while Siemens has traditionally been strong on the technology side when it comes to different types of medical equipment, but Dassault has the best set of solutions in the medical field, Gartner's PLM analyst Mark Halpern claimed, when I discussed the acquisition with him at the time. Not least, the company's BioVia product plays an important role here. The problem has really only been to get the whole of what you can deliver on the solution side on a single cohesive platform, Halpern continued. But there were also other reasons, including that this industry in general has not come very far in terms of digitization and automated management. Metadata is the market leader in clinical trial solutions in the cloud, with its software being used by 1,300 customers worldwide to develop medical innovations and manage clinical operating results. This means Dassault's purchase was mainly based on that fact that metadata had interesting commercial advantages which appealed to Charles' feeling for a good deal. With the recent developments around the coronavirus and COVID-19, it now turns out that the metadata acquisition has become a real hit, which in several ways saves the day for Dassault's revenue figures. It is not clear from the press material how much metadata's revenues account for during the second quarter, but it can be assumed that these are large amounts. In 2018, the company withdrew $635.7 million. The second quarter of 2019 was about just over $180 million, a figure that now in 2020 under Dassault's ownership thus went up by double-digit numbers, according to Bernard Charles. The coronavirus crisis is increasing the value of virtual capabilities, says Charles. Bernard Charles also pointed out the metadata acquisition in his comments to last week's report, which during the quarter delivered double-digit revenue increases, without IFRS, and a strong operating margin. In the life sciences segment, we show the highest value of being able to utilize the capabilities of the new virtual world, computer science and analysis in platform-based clinical trials in connection with the development of COVID-19 vaccines. In short, the metadata platform promises a change in the entire game plan for the industry, where the use of virtual systems to improve the performance and relevance of clinical trials proves to create a number of benefits, said Charles. He also pointed out in general that one can gain a number of positive effects when examined through a future-looking perspective, not least because metadata is a part of the software portfolio. The health crisis will have a lasting impact on business operations and on companies and their end customers. This is evident from extensive discussions we have had with customers in the manufacturing industries, life sciences and healthcare, and infrastructure and cities. We work with them to turn this health crisis into an opportunity to improve their operations in the short term, and at the same time strengthen the sustainability of their business models, Charles said. A revenue pattern you can expect. In the software category, Dassault's Q2 report exposes a pattern that can actually be expected from all suppliers that sell based on a mix of models with both subscription and traditional licenses. Non-IFRS recurring program revenues increased by 30%, the metadata purchase included, while licenses and other software revenue decreased 32%, mainly due to lower demand when COVID-19 closed companies worldwide and complicated sales processes. In total, software revenues now grew by 12%, IFRS and non-IFRS, to a total of just under 960 million euros. Non-IFRS recurring software revenues thus increased by 30%, which mainly reflects the increase in Dassault's life sciences segments, plus growth in mainstream innovation and in industrial innovation. But as earlier noted by consolidating metadata, Dassault, given the circumstances, reached a total of decent numbers on the software revenue side. The profit margin, IFRS, decreased from 18.8% to 10.4%. A well-positioned Dassault. With regard to Dassault's finances, Charles also states that the period of closure we talked about initially accelerated the need for platform-based design, anywhere and at any time. Virtual production organizations, which put people and human care at the center, will be of enormous importance. Thus, experiences like virtual twins have never been more relevant, Charles said. We are well positioned to help our customers address key industry trends with new approaches and to ensure that these improvements seamlessly connect to future transformations. He further added that the company's BioVia and metadata team's deep understanding of the food and medical technology industry is demonstrated through its business growth during the second quarter. The customer base here grows by a total of 17%. They expand their relationships with the 25 leading pharmaceutical companies and work, as I said, with the vast majority of companies focused on COVID-19 vaccine development, Charles said. The acquisition of the AI company Proxim. Finally, Dassault says that during the second quarter of 2020 it made a new acquisition, this time in artificial intelligence, AI, of a company named Proxim. Knowledge is often a prisoner in text. With the acquisition of Proxim, with their natural language processing technologies, we can extract this knowledge from documents and use it through computer science and data analysis, turning it into experience and enabling our customers to automate their interpretation, said Charles. The rest of the year, what does it look like? Not unexpectedly, the ravages of the coronavirus continue to weigh down development. It will be a significant slowdown in global GDP for the full year 2020 compared to 2019, and restrictions in a number of industries based on current government plans in America, Europe, and Asia. This means that licenses and other program revenues are expected to decrease by approximately 17% compared with the corresponding period last year. In total, Dassault expects revenues to land at between 1.05 billion euros to 1.08 billion euros for Q3 and for the full year, non-IFRS, at between 4.51 billion euros to 4.56 billion euros. Not bad at all given the tough conditions.